I know somebody who is using Quicken, and Quicken is going to go out within the next year. Does anybody know of an equivalent product for people who've been keeping track of their checks on Quicken? And I'm really looking for something for somebody who is not terribly tech savvy. Like, she wants to just be able to keep track of her checks, and she wants to be able to take all her old data from Quicken and put it somewhere, but I'm not sure she'll be able to.
So in Quicken, you could do an export to a comma-separated value file and then just import it into a spreadsheet. And I think if, I mean, if it's someone who's fairly, simplistic and not too tech savvy, a spreadsheet may be the easiest way to do it.
I have a question. I'm going through a period of time again where my stupid Face ID thing on the iPhone is just not, I don't know, I'm missing it a lot all of a sudden. I don't know why. But anyway, so I thought, all right, I'm going to make it so that the phone doesn't lock so fast. So at least, when I'm sitting at my desk at work or whatever, I just leave it unlocked for a good period of time. But I looked at the settings and it looks like the options for how long to leave it unlocked is only like 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute, 5 minute, and never.
Never, yeah.
Well, I set it to never, and then when I want to lock it, I push the side button.
Oh, really? Does the screen dim? So it's a bit of a battery thing then, right?
It's not too bad.
Do you have, by any chance, have an Apple Watch?
I do.
Because there's a feature on iPhones called proximity lock, and I don't know where in settings it is, but what happens is that if it gets too far away from your Apple Watch, it'll automatically lock. So if you're worried about
Okay.
someone swiping it,
Okay. That's in the watch app or on the phone app?
It's either in settings on a phone or in a watch app. I forgot what
Okay.
it is.
I'll
That's
find
one of
it.
those. That's one that is buried somewhere. Yeah.
Just to like maintain privacy, you could do like screen curtain on if you don't haven't already done that, just so nobody's looking at your stuff.
Yeah, that's not so much my worry as having the phone swiped unlocked.
I think I do what Jeanette does as far as locking it. I'd like it's set for never. But I
Right.
often have it manually
Yeah,
locked.
that's what I would do it just whenever I.
I guess I wanted to ask what the difficulty is around Face ID, because I've been able to get it to work a lot,
It's
and
just.
I wonder if we need to talk about that some more or anything.
Usually, when it
Oh.
fails me, I'm not holding it far enough away from my face.
There's an option for an alternate ID. Then what I read in a blog or something was that it gives the algorithm more data points to compare.
Yes. Yeah.
For me, first I wasn't holding it far enough away from my face. It took me a little while to get to that. But then once you find out where that is, you get muscle memory. But when I'm wearing my sunglasses, not the Meta glasses, my regular sunglasses, it won't work for me. And as soon as I take off the sunglasses and like just push them up on the top of my head, it'll work. I've also found that if you do it in the dark, it sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. I think it's lighting.
This is on using Outlook 365 Outlook. When I'm getting a lot of emails now, it seems that I get a lot where I'll go into an email and it takes forever to start my, the jaws to be able to read the messages. Sometimes I even have to go, focus away from the message and come back again. And I know it has something to do with the these messages may have some graphics or something going on. And I was just wondering if there was any way to kind of fix that or have anyone else, has anyone else noticed this problem?
So when you open your mail message, it takes forever to start reading.
And yes, I've
And
noticed it.
sometimes you have to, I even have to go focus away and come back, and it seems to move it along a little faster, but it's very frustrating. And even if you tried arrowing down, nothing gets read, in at least for 3 seconds or something.
Even on the new laptop?
Yes, especially when I get things from Amazon, some of the or if I'm getting things from like
My church email does it. Anything with a lot of graphics.
graphics. It's and I was just wondering if I have, may I'm bringing it in the wrong way, you know, like, you know, I think I got an HTML. So maybe if I run it as like plain text, it would speed it up. Something.
It might be a setting for, you know, don't upload images.
Yeah, there's going to be something that.
Yeah.
Oh, in Outlook 365.
There's
got to be some way to shut off. I was thinking not pictures so much as this dynamic content everybody loves to use.
Yeah.